maintenance system, wow, this is expensive.
Yeah, just, so before since we're under additional business, for Mr. Whitehouse, just as, this quick update, two things, because it just came up. One is, county council did not introduce the ordinances for Cool Spring on Tuesday, which then, they wanted to hit the pause button, so that means we're not having the Cool Spring hearings on March 6th, as Mr. Wheelie just announced. So because that was going to be the only item on that, or, well, there's four, there's four applications that are all part of one project. Since that was going to be a heavy lift hearing-wise, there wasn't anything else that was going to be on that agenda, so we're not going to have a meeting on March 6th. So I just wanted to announce that. That was announced on Tuesday, and I know it's been out in the media, but I just wanted to announce it here for whoever's listening or watching. The other thing is that I'm talking to Jamie a little bit about, is we need to get some uniformity on going forward, not looking backwards so much, but particularly going forward on these private easements that serve individual lots. It used to be, Mr. Wheelie probably remembers this, maybe, I don't know, a few of you, used to be 50 feet was the minimum width for a private easement.
Yeah.
You know, there's three lots off a 50-foot right-of-way. That was sort of always the rule. When Sussex County changed its code to reduce the width of a right-of-way within a major subdivision, that was reduced down to pavement being 24 feet wide. And that should have been the standard for these private subdivisions. If you think about it, 24 feet at least gives you a good chance that you'd be able to pass each other.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, frankly, you can't install a driveway on 12 feet without trespassing on
somebody else.
So we're going to, I think we're going to put together a memo that just makes it clear that based on the code, they've got to be at least 24 feet wide going forward.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
Because there's not been any consistency on that of late.
Any idea when Cool Springs will be put back on the agenda?
It's too soon. Don't know yet.
I'm going to make a suggestion about that so that we don't have this situation again where we're basically missing a meeting where we could have done a lot of business if it had not been that for Cool Spring being scheduled, is that we just do Cool Spring as a special meeting. And we'd like that to be given some consideration.
That's a great idea.
That we press on with our regular business so that we don't hold the small business people up who are just trying to make a living. Yeah. For some gigantic development, you know. I mean, they've all got to get done, but I think we'd be better off to just have a special meeting when we know we're ready, you know.
So we'll have our regular two meetings a month
Then just have a third
idea
whenever that one's ready, and that way we don't impede, you know, everybody else in the world.
I agree. So. That's a good idea.
Okay, that's all I had. Mr. Whitehouse.
Whitehouse, anything else?
I just coughed up my lung.
Sorry about that. He did that on purpose. He was watching.
All good. Right, okay. So an update on the document management system. So it has, Mr. Chairman, been a year since we launched the system. And we've been entering data into it. I counted the number of documents that staff have submitted into the system and are now publicly viewable. And there's actually 8,400 approximately documents in the system right now that are publicly viewable. And we've also made some enhancements and some updates. So it shows you the amount of information that's being added every day into the system. And it's not all public comments and plans. There's a variety of documents that goes in. But I wanted to talk about some of the enhancements. So since we launched last year, we've been receiving public feedback. We've received feedback from Commission. We've received feedback from County Council and from the Board of Adjustments. And there's been a number of enhancements. A lot of them are behind the scenes, but I wanted to talk about the public-facing interface, which is what you all see and what the public see. And some of the biggest changes that you've probably seen is that when you click on the calendar now, and this was a request for the Commission, is when you click, there was a question about how do I get to the agenda without going into the individual application. So now you'll see these little link icons that have appeared on the calendar. And if you click on the individual application now, you go straight to the, when there is a published agenda, so obviously we have to publish it first. But when the agenda is published, you can jump into it much more easily than you could before. Previously, you had to go in and follow some other links. So we thought that was a nice upgrade, and that's moved forward. And then if you look at individual applications now, there's just some disclaimer text about the documents that are shown, that this is not every single document, because as you know, we store mailing notices and mail returns, and we didn't want to sort of jam all this up with too many documents. So there's a disclaimer at the top about what's being shown, but this isn't everything. And there's a link that will take you to all documents, and then this brings you back into the land use docket, where we've made some other changes. So the biggest change was the comments. And if I jump to one with a lot of comments, if I go to, one where I know we've received a lot of comments. There are some questions about what this displays as when there's a large number of comments. And previously it would display as zero while it was loading all the comments. So we've made some changes, so it loads a lot faster now than it did previously, but whilst it's loading, so say there was the 200 comments here. While it's loading, there's a little loading bar that displays on the screen, so that loaded now in 2 seconds rather than 30 seconds. And so it never displays zero at any time. And now we've added new search features now, so if you know your name and you know the name of the comment that you're looking for, you can actually filter by name now and just show that comment. So,
oh, cool.
So that saved, and that was going to be very helpful when members of the public come up and say that, you know, could you find my comment, please? We can now search by keywords. That's pretty useful. Where there's an attachment to a comment now, there's actually a paperclip symbol that shows that this has an attachment to it, so you can download it. We've resolved all browser compatibility issues now, so if someone has a video or a PowerPoint, that can now be opened in almost any web browser, and we've resolved all of that in the fall. There's a new tab that's appeared that you probably haven't seen. This appeared this week. So you have all documents now, which shows all documents, but now you have plans and exhibits. So that kind of separates out the plans and exhibits into its own individual tab. So there's like an executive summary of the main documents. But if you want to see all comments, that's all there. What else is there? We've made some changes to the comments submittal feature. So instead of just going straight to the comments submittal form now, we ask users to accept these kind of terms and conditions, noting, you know, that the comment is not automatically published. The office gets a lot of feedback from members of the public who expect their comment to go straight from submittal to appearing on the website. And that doesn't happen. They have to be reviewed by staff, and we have to check them, and then we have to print them for the file. And then only then do we make them live. Yeah. So since we've rolled this, we still get calls to the office saying, why isn't my comment live? And it does take a couple of working days, so we draw folks' attention to that. We also say that, you know, as the author of the comment, the person who writes it may be held responsible for what they write. So there's a warning there. And in terms of the comment submittal form, we've made some improvements there. We now ask for an address in all cases, and that's a mandatory field. I'm trying to think what else we've rolled on the public interface. Oh, I call this like the weather delay, or if you use the airport departure board sort of analogy, this is the go to your gate number announcements, that we can now put announcements onto the public if there's like a delay to an application. So those applications that Mr. Robinson was referring to, we put some updates on those pages to say that these applications are postponed. So there's a lot of things that have taken place behind the scenes to make it easier as well, but I just wanted to show you some of the differences.
On that virtual agenda, too, you've added a link to the comments, too. You know, you get back to the...
Yep.
Which is helpful.
Yep, so if we go to...
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I might need a tutorial at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, if you click on one, I know this is helpful. Like, if you're on that...
Yep. And if there are comments.
Yeah. And it'll say, yeah, it'll take you to all documents. Yep. Yeah, there you go, public comments. There's actually a tab, because before, if you're in this view, you couldn't see the public comments. Now you can.
Right.
So it takes you just back to that.
Yep, and there's other things as well. I don't know, take up too much of the commission's time with this, but
there's... 5 more minutes, go ahead.
Sure, yeah. there's more to follow. We're probably going to not rush ahead. There's more to follow. We have updates for years.
That's great.
Yeah, okay.
Good stuff.
Anything else for the good of the order? All right, then. We stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Thank you.